I was looking back at recent photos of spring, and at one in particular of a shaft of light piercing through the trees. That, together with three short passages of scripture that I'd like to read first, are the basis for the words I was then moved to write. God's promise of hope. This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you, and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever a rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. And then from Mark's Gospel, darkness. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And then also in Mark, a promise of hope in the resurrection. "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." And then the passage that I'd like to share, light and hope at Easter time. A shaft of sunlight pierces through the trees, carrying with it a rainbow of colour, a rainbow of light and hope, which gleams brightly amongst the leaves, the dusty, dried and curled up fallen leaves, to illuminate a bright carpet of crocuses. A single crocus pushes through the bronze leaves, opening up towards the light to show its centre and its radial patterns. And snowdrops bow their heads. New life appears, and all around what once seemed dead is taking on a different hue, no longer dark, but full of light. New birth. New life, new light, new hope. And a short prayer. O God, I hope in past times and during present times, and I hope for the future. Thank you for your amazing grace and for the signs that help us to move forward, to see that for now the darkness has passed. And we can look forward in glorious hope because Jesus lives. Help us always to remember your and trust in your promises. Amen.